Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guy.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Hold on. Let me make sure this is right. It is Thursday, January 27th, 2022.
Yay.
Oh, look.
I did it. It's like NASDAQ. That's what it'll lead to in the future. Because, you know, we're in week 27 of Operation Bible Belt Takeover. In the future, we will have, like, dignitaries. Not foreign dignitaries. American dignitaries.
Yep.
Preferably. And the reason I say that is because, you know, I don't think you can get our show outside the States.
Well, you can. In England, you're not supposed to.
But you can hotwire it or whatever.
Oh, yeah. VPN, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Steal our content.
Hotwire it.
People will be, in the future, it'll be like a big thing to come in and ring the bell beginning the show like it is on Wall Street.
Oh, they love doing that.
Because they'll bring like 24 people up there, and only one person gets to ring the bell, and the rest of them are just clapping.
Some dignitary comes in and gets to ring the bell.
Yeah, we'll bring some dig in here.
So yeah.
I was thinking Stone Cold did it once. Or was it Vince? Maybe they did.
Yeah, when they went public, he had all of them there. Undertaker was there, I think.
Rest in peace.
Oh, but that was booked ahead of time, right? Like the time that Undertaker showed up to the Cavs game and they wouldn't let him in the locker room? That had to be embarrassing.
Man, I don't remember that.
Yeah, this was a few years ago.
They didn't recognize him?
Well, no, this is one of LeBron's last couple years. LeBron had worn an Undertaker shirt.
Yeah.
In a photo. So I think the story was Undertaker showed up in full garb to, you know, kind of surprise him. But LeBron wouldn't see him.
Oh, God.
Before the game, so he's just kind of wandering outside the locker room. That's embarrassing.
So LeBron knew and he wouldn't let him in?
Yeah, you wouldn't see him. I'm like, it's freaking Taker, man. What are you doing? It's Take.
Well.
Go dap him up a little.
You can't just think, because somebody wore your shirt, that they're like a super fan. Because, like, you remember the one time I told you? I think I sent a picture. I saw an old Rise Guys golf tournament T-shirt at Goodwill. I almost wanted to buy it because I was like, man, that's embarrassing.
You didn't have 2 quarters on you?
They were a dollar.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, well, that's embarrassing. The person, that should be a treasure. I would imagine that would be framed and hanging in an office somewhere.
Did it look clean or did it have a hole in it somewhere?
It looked like, you know, the progression. I was telling somebody this the other day, the progression of men's tennis shoes is they're nice. You keep them all, the nicer tennis shoes, you keep them all nice. You get a little something on there, you keep it clean. I even have this stuff I spray on there. It's supposed to retract water or whatever the hell.
There you go.
And then they get a little dingy. These are going to be my gym shoes. I'll wear these to the gym. Why? I think that's a thing or whatever. So then they become gym shoes. Then as those become a little raggedy, it's like hand-me-downs that you do from, the nephews passed down to the others.
Like the bathwater.
Ew.
Sadly.
Gross.
But then eventually they become grass-cutting shoes. And then after that, you donate them to Goodwill. And
after cutting grass?
With T-shirts over the years, I never turned down a T-shirt. I mean, if it's one of them old starchy ones, like the cheap.
Hard ones.
Yeah, them hard shirts. I don't like them. But any shirt, and they'll be like a hang-around-the-house shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
You got to wear a shirt.
I'm glad to help out any charity in the world, but, like, for me to wear it out, just wearing it out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're so fashion.
No, it's not that. It's just like, I don't know, when I see those people that have the shirts on that say, hey, I donated this to that or whatever, I'm like, well, you want a high five in public? Like, yeah. you show off?
You want a receipt that lasts for years?
So it looked like one of those shirts that probably started out as, this is cool. I played in this golf tournament.
I ran that 5K.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't wear one of those. You know, I would have transitioned out of my shoes already and bought a new pair because I always buy the same pair.
Yeah.
But these are usually $40, and you can't get them anywhere cheaper than $100. So I got to make these last.
They've become very trendy, the shoes. I would contribute that not to you at all.
Yeah, I know.
No, but they've
what, not being trendy?
You know what I attribute it to? That
Dad Nikes.
He's got that nailed, though. He wears it so well.
That freaking ship that got stuck in the canal.
Oh, bullcrap.
And all the stuff waiting in port right now, just sitting out in the ocean.
Yeah. Okay, so it was like Noah's Ark. Mm-hmm. Like everything was on that one boat. And it's every possible. Yeah, I know. Every supply chain issue in the world.
It started there.
And then it
inflation and everything.
Everything that you eat and wear and consume and everything was on that one boat.
It was.
Then I was thinking about all this stuff that I've stepped in and been around. It really does make sense that, you know, certain cultures don't wear shoes in the house. It's all the stuff you step in. So I'm trying to make these last, but I'm like, there's a lot of pee and dog crap's been stepped in with these shoes.
And so it goes right on the carpet.
If I got to kill a bug, one of these shoes is my go-to.
Call Doug.
Right. It's been some pretty
bug killer.
Gnarly ones I've killed, too. Big ones. Big crunches.
Yeah, you just step on them, and then you just if you step in dog crap, you don't usually wear it in the house. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. Remnants of it gets in there. I mean, even human stuff. Who knows? And then you just... You don't think, it makes sense. I just try not to think about that stuff.
Yeah,
it's like I love that wall between the dining room and the kitchen of a restaurant. I don't want to see in there.
No. Now, if I see something crawling around, I'm like, I really have to talk myself into killing it.
In a restaurant?
Well, no, at home.
Oh, okay.
Like if I see
I'm leaving then.
If I see a spider on the wall, I'm like, I'm going to smash it against the wall. Then I got to go get the whatever to clean his guts off the wall.
Yeah.
It's going to be a wet stain. I just let him crawl away, out of sight, out of mind.
Oh yeah, because if you smash it on the wall, then their innards go into it's like a wet spot on the wall forever.
I had a snake in the house last week. It was a little one. I almost didn't know. I thought it was a worm.
Where was it living?
Well, I'm laying on the couch watching TV, and then I look at the floor, and then I see something squirming around. I'm like, I had a worm.
Something out of the peripheral just catches you.
Yeah, just like real, maybe 4 or 5 inches long. I'm like, I had a worm getting here. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, that's a snake. And then I look under the couch immediately. I'm like, is there a bigger snake here?
You might have a snake colony in your home.
Is this a bait snake? Oh, hell, I hope not.
They have parachutes, Paige.
I want to say it got in through the,
idea.
Sliding glass somehow, but I picked it up and then threw it out. I didn't kill it.
Are you sure it's a baby snake or is it a tiny little?
It might have been a dwarf snake.
Could have been.
No offense, Dan.
No offense.
I just hope one a copperhead.
Yeah, what color was
sleepy
it?
Sleepy or dopey or anything.
It was brown. But people were like, even if it's a little snake, it could be potent with the bite. Like, you could barely see his head.
Is that the... No.
I got big fingers. I don't know if it could have been.
No, I do not believe that. I don't want to test it out. But
see if it'll bite you?
No, but I don't believe that their fangs are... I mean, their fangs or whatever are there, but it's not...
They're venomous.
But if it's true, okay, I get it. But I guess it's like murder hornets. The things were, somewhat tiny comparatively, and they'll kill you. That's why they call them murder hornets.
I brought a bush in one night, so I'm thinking maybe it came out of the pot.
Did it look like that?
I don't know. See, it was real small, but it was definitely
just pointing
brown.
To my crotch.
I was.
When she's saying this.
Yes.
No, she's holding her phone up in the air to Fat Boy.
See, this was a real one. We had a snake incident this year.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the snake didn't make it.
But that's outside, though. This is in his.
But they can crawl anywhere.
Dwelling.
Did you know that?
Do you
leave the door open at ever?
I might have, but I think it maybe came out of that bush that I brought in for that one night. I don't know. It could have been the door that I left cracked.
Could have been in the bush.
But it wasn't big enough to grow any spots yet. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know if the spots or the markings come in later. This is a real small snake.
What do you have? Snake spots? Or the brindles? Snake brindles?
I don't know.
Like on a dog? Little circles, little rings.
See, I've dissected a worm before. I know what a worm looks like. Plus, they crawl a little different. Plus, you can see his butthole.
Well, you said, sent that picture the other day? Was that a squirrel?
Yeah, I think it was.
Paige, you realize, and I'm not being graphic here, we're talking nature, my friends. you have that picture handy, fat boy, that we could show Paige? I don't even want to say. It's,
I think it's in one of the groups.
Is it a science lesson?
It's off a scientific base website, and somebody in our little dirty text group sends these fun pictures. I don't remember who sent it, but it's an animal. It's his rear end. And I've said on this show before, I don't feel like any other animal has exit situations like we do, where we have, like, it's there, and then there's also these two mountainous regions around it. Yes. Talking about your butt cheeks.
Let's talk about that one.
Yeah, zoom in on that and see if Paige can guess. We're going to guess that beehole.
Oh, what kind of animal? Oh, that's exciting.
All right. It does have hair. That'll give it away a little bit. It's not a...
I can't zoom, but just don't read the top yet.
Okay. You know, it doesn't have alopecia.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you guess? Well, you can probably read now.
Yeah.
Play along, Paige. Guess. Is it a wombat?
Yeah, it looks like a bat.
It is a bat, but don't you think that's kind of maybe the way it's positioned?
Well, you know how sometimes when you send pictures, you have to click the picture to make it pop out all the way?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, you don't see the full thing. So when I first saw it, I didn't see the meme part of it with the annotations, and I thought that it was a squirrel's butt age.
But
it's not.
It looks different with the way the legs are.
But it looks like human beings in a way.
Kind of, yeah.
So it tells me that there is something about vampires. Yeah. And that one died after midnight.
Some little bats are happy.
Or when the sun came up, whichever it is. I don't forget.
You choked on garlic.
Something like that. Yeah. Speaking of that, you'll notice, I had to ring the bell earlier. I'll do it again if you're running late.
I'm glad you did.
Thank you.
I can't do it.
Nine's in Florida.
Yeah, he went.
What
it was
is going on here?
Nine is in Florida.
How are you getting these great deals, everybody?
I don't know. No one will share it with me.
I don't know.
Fat boy disappears for, was it 5 days?
Yep. He sent me a picture of Bucky's.
5 days, fat boy was allegedly in Florida. That's what I wish was a TV show. I'm doing air quotes, folks. You probably, if people driving by think that I'm doing an impression of Richard Nixon in here. It's air quotes.
That's fantastic.
He went to Florida, you know.
That's incredible. Yes, I mean, did he hop on a plane or did he drive down there? Do you
there
know?
Ain't no hopping. What are you talking about? I cannot answer that. That would break his...
kayfabe. You like it where I'm going with this? It's so good.
You're catching all that. He's the other day in here talking about getting heat and...
I know. Cheap heat.
Working a shoot.
Brother.
Yeah. So...
Learning her up.
If you want to know more about Nine's trip to Florida, you can contact him on social media. Otherwise, I will break his travel HIPAA.
You know, not so much with this job. If somebody misses, it's pretty cool. It's laid back. You know, people pick up the slack. But I've had other jobs where if you miss, I mean, you pay for it for days. Like, you just get the cold shoulder.
Because your coworkers?
Yeah, because
for sure, yeah.
You know, they have to like pick up jobs, stuff you can't do.
Yeah.
So it's more on what they got to stay late. I mean, luckily we don't have to do that, but
I had a salary job, salary job prior to this. It was a big salary, obviously. But you got paid a certain amount of money and you got the job finished. You go home early. If you didn't, you're there late. Mm. And then, so there was two people who did what I did. And when he was out, I had to do the whole run. And I'd be there for like 12, 13 hours.
That sucks.
You hate it, man. You kind of hold it against him. Like, you don't think about it. He's sick. You're like, what an ass.
I would always think that he was faking. Even if you can't, I mean, I was always like, bull crap, man.
Or you just get mad immediately when you find out he's not going to be in?
Yeah, never get mad at the management who didn't circulate another employee in there to help out or whatever. I'd always just get mad at him. That's the whole, that's called divide and conquer, my friends. That's the way government is in, well, most countries, especially this one. But that said, Jimmy is in Florida. That's what we'll say.
That's fun.
Living it up.
Can't wait to see the picks. And to tell you this, it's Thursday. That means today you got Facebook fussing. I enjoy that so much. Somebody, you know, and I've said before when somebody says this in some kind of monologue kind of way, you know, somebody was asking me the other day. It's like, no, you just want to talk about it. But really, somebody was asking me the other day, do you get tired of doing Facebook fussing? I'm like, no, it's different every time. I enjoy the enthusiasm and the fun of trying to pick out an accent to do with it and whatever. It's just not an accent, but a, you know what I mean?
You know.
Dialect.
Character.
Yes. Yeah, a character. There we go. A character. That's how everybody else gets away. It was a character. It wasn't me.
You think somebody's girl out there can do the Facebook fuss and clap with her ass?
I don't know. That bat could.
Can you ask
showed
that
the picture
question?
Up.
Is that appropriate?
I don't know. Not these days.
If we had prizes, we could do that as a contest.
But, oh, sure. I remember those days.
Yeah.
How the booby thing.
Oh, yes. So, that said, we'll do, obviously, every show we do open phones. We'll be doing that this morning. The phone number is 1-800-774-0093. That provided by ProLogistics with an X. And then let's not forget the TLCMotors.com text line. That is 72341 with your standard data text rate supplying. I have to say it all today. Yes. And we're on social media at The Rise Guys on most of your social media touch points. Paige, what's up
in the
Plex?
Yeah, we got to talk about this woman who said that, quote, I just got Rickrolled by TikTok, and she thought that the Swiss Alps were in North Carolina. We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines. True story.
Yeah, Rickrolled by TikTok. Okay.
I mean, that's easy these days with a green screen function.
Yeah. I remember the old days when you'd get somebody to meat spin, you know.
Well,
I don't know if
that.
This still works.
Did you see so-and-so died? You click on the link and then it was...
it was always that lemon party
put
thing.
Me to sleep in a trance.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, but none of them hold a flame to Nine and Matt Man and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Oh. Oh, wow. Sultry Fat Boy. I'm Paige.
And sultry. He sounded like Mama Cass in her gasping final breath.
Give him that moment. He's trying.
Give you a ham sandwich.
Not everybody is as sexy as you, Matt.
I know. Now, is that what I meant? You know what I meant by that, fat boy. The urban legend that Mama Cass died eating a ham sandwich in bed, which is how moms kept crumbs out of the bed.
Yeah, and told you not to eat in your room because you're going to end up like that person.
Yeah, it wasn't don't eat in your room. It was don't eat in the bed. And yeah. And look, she wasn't trying to save my life. She didn't want to get Pop-Tart toppings all over the bed. I get it.
I think she was naked when they found her.
My mom?
Okay.
I see.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the original voice of Charlie Brown died last week. Voice actor Peter Robbins died.
They didn't even talk, did they?
At the age of 65.
Oh, no, they talked. The adults didn't. That's right.
His family.
That was Mama Cass, actually. That was the teacher.
But this is so sad. He committed suicide last week.
My God. Say you could warn me before I start making funny things.
His history? At just 9 years old, he was the first person to voice Charlie Brown back in the 60s, and his first appearance was on 1963's A Boy Named Charlie Brown.
Wow.
A TV documentary about the Peanuts. Creator Charles Schulz.
You just said that like a northerner. Peanuts. I have a friend that's peanuts. A northerner, and I noticed he said that the other day. He's like,
How do you say it southern then?
Peanuts.
Peanuts?
Yeah. But he says, you guys love your boiled peanuts down here.
Peanuts.
They're like, what'd you say? I thought he said boiled penis. He said, you guys love your boiled peanuts. I was like, you mean peanuts? He's got a little chuckle out of that. Continued to drink his
compound
chamomile.
Word. Peanuts. Instead of peanuts.
Yeah.
God dang it, man. Where's the Charlie Brown song? I don't want the peanuts song. That, I can't find it.
I do not understand. Again, I don't have to, but the love affair with Charlie Brown and Snoopy, and like that was the most depressing crap in the world as a kid.
But I love Snoopy.
What was the love, though? Like, what was your favorite episode other than, I mean...
Maybe the Halloween one was the best.
The one they play it over and over again. I mean, it's the, like, is A Christmas Story one of your favorite movies, or do you just remember it because they played it all the time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Peter was also in A Charlie Brown Christmas, if that's what you're wondering, in 1965. And also, it's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, in 1966.
Mm. But it was never a show, right? It was just always a special.
I don't know. I think it was just, I don't know. If it was only specials, how do you get a special if you're never a thing? Because it was just a comic strip.
Yes. Yeah.
Charles Schulz.
Peter Robbins also made guest appearances on various TV shows like The Munsters, Blondie, and My Three Sons.
My God. Again, though, he how old was he? When?
He was 65.
My gosh. Was there any kind of, do we know of any kind of health ailments? Like when you live that long and then, I'm not saying there's a certain time frame when that would normally happen, but when you hear about an older person doing it, it's just very,
I don't really know that much about his life or the reasoning behind that, but I do know something about this. In 2015, he was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison for sending threatening letters to multiple people, and he was released in 2019. And he said he was, quote, much more humble, grateful, and thankful that I lived through the experience. So,
man,
we just must not have been working much, right? You just didn't do much, Charlie Brown.
Well, I mean, you get it. It's like my mom would always tell me about Shirley Temple. Like, once she went through her teenage years, she wasn't getting any work anymore, and then she became very turned toward the world, maybe. Yes. Not my mother.
Shirley
Temple.
Well, plus she was involved in politics.
Was she?
Shirley Temple Black, yeah.
Oh. Well, I was talking about the other one.
Hmm. All right. So this woman, she says she was Rickrolled by TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is fun.
This is a crazy story. You can't believe everything you see online. I hate to break that to you. People will mess with you.
No, this woman, she loves me. She doesn't just want to get a visa to come here. She fell in love with me and wants to marry me.
Old thick neck guy.
Especially not on TikTok. It's not all real.
My God.
A woman in Florida named Olivia Garcia, she's going viral after she made her family do a big detour during a road trip through North Carolina recently. And she saw a TikTok video that supposedly showed some amazing mountains and the Charlotte suburb of Gastonia.
Oh, my God.
So this is called Gastonia a Charlotte suburb?
Yes.
That's like
the
polishing it off real nice.
The beautiful resort town.
I love Gastonia, but I think even people in Gastonia are like, you're associating us with Charlotte? Really? So, like, which part? Downtown or what?
So they drove an hour out of their way to check it out, of course, because, you know, they're from Florida and they're like, oh, this is supposed to be beautiful. Yeah. This is absolutely superb. So when they got there, it was just a normal town with gas stations, strip malls, and no mountains. So what happens? What happened with this whole video that she made the mistake thinking that Gastonia looks like Switzerland?
She didn't say a word to anyone about it.
Well, it turns out that the video she saw was by a guy who likes posting fake location videos in it and calls them not Carolina videos. So she was mistaken. God. The one that she saw.
Like, I don't know
everything. It was in Gastonia, but the footage actually was shot through the Swiss Alps. And you can definitely tell the difference by the mountain range.
You can tell. I don't know everything about every city in this country, but I know the Alps are not in our country. This is obviously the Alps.
True, but have you seen the McDonald's in Asheville, North Carolina?
It is beautiful.
It looks like something that the Phoenicians built. It's beautiful.
There's some snow-kissed tips on mountains in North Carolina, but not like the Swiss Alps. It's not, you know.
Snow-kissed.
Yes, it is beautiful.
That's the piano that plays itself.
Snow-kissed.
Man, people are dumb. It was just really dumb.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't go and look up anything about it at all. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just say, oh, I saw this TikTok video. Turn around.
Let's go.
Turn around, Clark.
Bless her.
Yeah. It'll be Gastonia Vacation. National Lampoon's Gastonia Vacation. They're all in their lederhosen. They're ready to go. They're ready to start. Do the Swiss wear the wooden shoes? Don't be offended by that now.
I thought that was the Dutch. Flogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, those are the ones with the ovens and the farts.
No, the Swiss, they have like chocolate, as far as I know.
Is that right?
And cheese.
Oh, yeah. Swiss Miss. Wooden shoes.
Miss Swiss.
That's
Swiss
all I know. Miss. So her family wasn't too happy about that. They ragged on her for not Googling before they took
their
detour.
Were in the car with her.
Yeah.
They could have said, wait a minute now. Let me look at this.
Yep. Show us.
People are crazy. I wonder how many people. Well, I know. I see it from time to time. People that will drive to the here we're in Greenville, South Carolina, and then right up the road. And I don't. I think even in New Orleans, you've probably seen the giant peach.
Oh yeah.
Water tower. Not you don't see it from New Orleans or Chattanooga, but you've probably seen it online or whatever. It's in Gaffney, and. I've heard of people detouring around to go there to see it.
Yeah.
I'm not nervous, but like, there's no way to like. You just go and see. It's a water tower. It's painted to look like a peach. It's real pretty or whatever.
Yeah. Now that we always call it
the big orange ass is what we would call it because it's got a crack going up.
Peachoid.
That's what they want to brand it because everybody else called it the big peach ass. But that said, what do you do when you get there? It's like when I drove to the Georgia Guidestones.
You gotta park at the steakhouse.
There was no gift shop. There was nothing. There was no. It's like when you go on vacation. Is there any shopping or good restaurants? Nearby. There's nothing at the Georgia Guidestones.
No, not nothing. Even. Well, they don't have a gift shop there.
No, it's just off a gravel road. It's legit what they say. Somebody owned the land and made this weird obelisk looking, Stonehenge looking gimmick, and that's it.
Yeah. Don't even get a T-shirt. That's kind of sad.
I would have bought a T-shirt.
Postcard. Yeah. I'm sorry.
There was no food truck. Nothing.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Damn,
thank you. Fatboy, what is up in the sports blank?
So Paige had a TikTok story. I got one, too, about the NFL and last week's playoff game.
I resist that still. I will not get on there.
I'll tell you what somebody did.
An NFL field is what I meant.
They're in a TikTok bet. A bet from TikTok to do it a game. This was the Bills-Chiefs game.
Okay. I don't want to guess because every time I make a stupid guess, I've been right here lately.
I know, man. You're like some kind of Matt Strode Damas.
Matt Stradamus. Oh, yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Come back to Sports Blank with Fat Boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
P1's rule.
Turn it up.
On the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Man, Nine ain't here, so I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
About what?
She said sports with me, Matt Mann, and Nine, and Paige. Well, Nine ain't here.
Oh.
He's in Florida.
He's in Florida.
So Paige had a TikTok story during headlines. I got one right now.
Spoiler alert, I have no TikTok stories to offer.
I'm sorry.
But I got a good MySpace one I'll share with you at 9 a.m.
Keep looking.
Eastern time.
This was the Chiefs and the Bills over the weekend. There was a bet that it was an open bet. If anybody wanted to run onto the field, they get $1,000.
Wow.
Oh, just to run out of, I mean, not just to, that's, you know.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be able to, like, parkour kind of to even get there. I can't do the floor is lava. My legs are burned off first jump. I'm done.
The man was bet $1,000. He would not run onto the field. And he did it to the person that made the bet. Don't know if the guy collected on the bet, but he ran onto the field and he got tossed. Tackled by Stephon Diggs, which is about one of the only productive things he did that night. It was not his fault, though.
Wonder what the fine the guy had to pay, or his bail.
I don't know. They processed him, and maybe, well, obviously he can't come back this season. They got one more game, but, you know, maybe they won't let him come back to that game. I don't know how that works anyway. If they say, well, you're banned for life, did they got your picture posted up on the ticket window? Like,
no, remember the Disney World thing? I was banned for life from Disney World, and we were there for, it happened on the second day that we got, my brother-in-law and I got into a little, not with each other, but with a little altercation with an Imagineer, a male one. And thing you know, we're escorted out. We go to Disney jail. And then we say, well, crap, let's go to Universal. So we go to Universal for a day, chill out a little bit, slide back in the Animal Kingdom. Kind of, oh, no one's even paying attention. We're right back to the Magic Kingdom.
They didn't bust you.
No.
I know, like, how they gonna know?
Yeah.
like when they kick these fans out for life who throw popcorn on players or
whatever.
They're
going to know.
But does Stephon Diggs get a credit for a tackle in his career stats on that?
He should. They didn't even show it, man. They don't show this.
They don't show it because they say, oh, it encourages people. But every person in the stands does it. Anytime it happens on wrestling or whatever, you always just go on YouTube and you'll see it. It's a better perspective sometimes.
When you have stiff people like Jim Nance who don't like to talk about it, you'll have guys like Kevin Harlan who will call it like it's a play.
I used to be one of those who's like, get out of here. I'm serious. Get out of here with these touchdown dances. That's silly. Act like you've been there before. And then after a while, I was like, you know,
I kind of like
you pop me, pep me back up in the game a little bit. You tried to dial the football like it's a phone and call somebody. That's cool.
How about when the Seahawks do a whole coordinated dance where they're all doing like some, you know, Flatline or Michael Flatley type.
Oh, Irish yeah. Dance. Like there's oh, yeah. They're doing some kind of Irish jig.
River dancing.
Yeah, river dance. What happened to that?
I think it went like.
I'm going to start Swamp River Rabbit Dance.
It went away like Celtic Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Celtic Women.
Yeah. Lady Bird Johnson.
You know, Rob
Larry Gronk. Bird Johnson, pardon.
Rob Gronkowski says if he had to decide right now if he was going to play, he would retire. But he does want to come back and throw a touchdown pass at some point in his career. I mean, he said he'd be willing to play without Tom Brady. It depends.
Oh, he wants to do a razzle-dazzle.
Because their situations are separate. No word on Tom Brady, how that process is going to play out. A lot of people think he's done. He's going to retire. But he's still good, man. He's better now than he probably ever has been.
Like, when will – I know you don't know the answer because if Florida-bound boy was here, he would say maybe. But, well, could Tom Brady physically, competitively play to the age of 50?
Yeah. He could. Because, you know, the way he eats and takes care of his body.
He's in good shape, isn't he? I mean, he doesn't have any serious injuries or anything, does he?
Not since he tore that to ACL against the Chiefs years ago. I mean, he could, but he won't because of the whole family thing. His wife's always raising hell about, oh, I don't want to see him get hit. And he's had concussions.
Oh, come on. You get that.
Yeah,
it's like he tells her, hey, don't mess up that face.
I think she's tired of being at home. She wants to go back and get some of that shine, too. Even though she was making killer money way more than he was.
I thought that when it was said on here that he was living with A-Rod, and she lived in, like, South Africa or something right now.
He was living in Jeter's house.
Jeter's.
But yes. Jeter sold it, so I think Tom got his own house.
Okay.
I thought he was living with Gronk, kind of hanging out.
I'd watch that reality show.
Living with Gronk.
I don't know Gronk prior to the NFL, but, like, is he always just been kind of, like, goofy, like,
yeah.
Or is that some...
Frat boyish.
Or no, I mean like too many pops in the head.
I mean, it sure didn't help, but he's always been kind of like, I don't know if he can live by himself legally.
Yeah.
Like maybe he can.
Like he looks like his catchphrase would be Garsh. Like mine's golly. You know, his would be Garsh.
I mean, we saw Gronk in person. He's a massive human being. But I think he's kind of touched too.
The tallest non-basketball, non-wrestler athletic type I'd ever seen in my life.
I mean, I didn't know how people could tackle him. I'm like, even if we go in his legs right now,
it looked like a statue walking around.
Yeah, how tall is he?
6'6", somewhere around there.
But it's you know that you say, oh that ain't that, but when you see it, like I'm 6'2", and I'm looking and it's just whoa man.
And man muscles.
And he's chiseled.
Yes.
He's like, I didn't do this, but you know, like other kids did with their dad when he'd come home and they'd hang on his feet and he'd walk him around like you know, damn it.
He should never be a father. I feel like I think he would agree with that.
Well, probably. I mean, he grew up fighting his brothers.
He beat the hell out of them.
And his dad's kind of, they're all wild.
And then he felt bad about it, so he invested in their struggling business.
We're out of here, man. We got to go. All right, the Bronx are wild.
That's right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do some open phones, of course. Anything you'd like to talk about, 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning. Thank you.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72-341.
72-341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.